Today in the Bosma trial, Robert Jones completed his testimony. He is the bloodstain analyst for the Waterloo Regional Police. He's the one who examined Tim Bosma's truck. And he previously testified on Thursday. He wrapped up today with his conclusions from that examination. There were three things he told us. The first was that both inside and outside the truck, there appeared to have been a cleanup. Water diluted some of the stains that he found, and we've already heard last week that blood found underneath the truck appeared to have been sprayed up there from a power washer or a hose. The second conclusion Jones gave was that there was a bloodletting event inside Tim Bosma's truck. He agreed with the Crown that this was consistent with someone having been shot in the passenger seat. There was nothing inconsistent with that scenario, he said, but because the truck had largely been stripped, the front carpets were gone, the front seats were gone, they had been burned. He said there was just too much missing for him to say for sure. During cross-examination, Mark Smith's lawyer, Thomas Dungy, actually grilled him about something separate. It was Jones who actually found the shell casing in the back seat of the truck, a shell casing we've heard much about, and Dungy wanted to know more about where he found that. He grilled him about having not taken any notes about it, but Jones said he was there strictly to analyze bloodstains, and when he found it, he alerted the other investigators, whose job it was to seize that evidence.